Yishalmi Yevamos Daf Hey. We're starting from the Mishnah we left off yesterday on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Mishnah continues with the summary of the Mishnah before. Ariel Potras Torah Seim Etzorah Torah Seim Amechalitzim Anayiv Matzofa Olam. That 15 women that were mentioned in the first Mishnah Patrid Etzorahs and Etzorahs Soros Atzei for Olam until the end. Continue going till the end. Atzei for Olam. So the Mishnah says Kulam Amesu. Mishnah qualifies. Said if any of the women were married and then they died. Or they were katanim, and they were in the marriage. We know with miyun, we said we established that if a person gets married when they're a katan, or she's a katana, she has a right to refuse when she comes a gadola. An ayur, she has a right to refuse the marriage. She doesn't want to be married. Onus gashu, or they got divorced. Oh, she's about, she found to be an islandist, they can't have children, therefore there's no dinyivim. So same with them, then to rest with them. All these cases, even though the Mishnah said the 15 cases of Deya, Usr, and Tzoros, or Usr, but the Mishnah limited these cases where the difference is that Tzoros and them. Again, because of the fact that if they died, which means that they died, Mesa beat the code, which means that they died before the brother died, so they were, that when the brother was alive, they wouldn't have been able to be Miyavim. But now, they died, so they're no longer an ever when the Shasika, or the islandess, which means they never married, or islandess, or they had Miyun. So Mimela, therefore, all these cases, he was never really considered a zika to that erva, and therefore, the Tzoros Seim in such a case would be mutter. Therefore, you cannot say that the mother-in-law, or the mother of the mother, or the father-in-law, since I don't say, no, any of them were found to be an islandess, or refused to marry, or miayin, it can't be, they never be such a case, because Lamaisa, if they're islandess, they wouldn't be able to have children. So they can't, and they can't be married, say they can't be miayin married, because they already gave birth, they're already older, they already have children, they can't be miayin. So in these cases, these two cases in the Mishnah, those last cases, can never be a case of miyun or nisgash or islandness. Says the Pnei Moshe to explain, you have to say, if I yield to Meach, you already got birth after the brother married. If I think you can't say they're an islandness because they gave birth, they're not barren. And miyun you can't say because they're already gadolos. The only miyun is only by katana. The gadolos, because you see, how do you know the gadolos? Because they had children. So mainly these cases would not be applicable in those cases of the Mishnah. Real puts a Mishnah, my other puts a Mishnah, my naivum, was any disease died before that case, there were two of them, mutter. The Gemara says, what are we talking about miyun? Let's try to understand what miyun happens. When miyun happens, and when does it have to happen to pot the tzara or not? I'm Rav Yochanan, a woman who's ma'ana, katana, who miyun, she could refuse the yom, lako zika sameis, she could uproot the zika of the mace, and say that, which means that she knows no zika. In other words, the brother died, she was a katana, and then, even after her husband died, but she doesn't want to marry the yavim, she could still mean she's still katana, she could be miyun, the original marriage, which means that she knocks out the zika of the yavim, and therefore there's no zika, retroactively there's no zika. She can go ahead, be oike zika sameis, says the Korban Eidah, miyun be yavim, nami oike nesuri kamoi de baal. It's like she would go knock it out, like she was a mafuta, that she was a kinsa to get married, which is katana. So now she's me'ayin. Once she's me'ayin, Mela, Zika's knocked down. And if we go ahead, she can go ahead and there's not only the Tzara Muta, there's no Denivim at all. Because Lamaisa, there's no marriage. Like Allah Kamisa, Kameto sent to her father-in-law. Can be matter that because there's no Zika with the Tzara's Muta because we knocked out the original marriage. You can't do that, which means when your husband's alive, you can do miyun. But after the husband died, you can't, even if you're katana, there's no zika. You can't go and knock out the zikas of the oven. You can't, there's no miyun by yavim. My click is between Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon Lakish. So the Gemara is driving a riot one way or the other. Gemara asks, originally, look at the Lakish Shammai. Shammai says that what? That the Baal, meaning can only be done towards the Baal, not the Yavim. And therefore, if the Bukhari is saying, like in Ekonami, you can't do Yavim. Bukhari, that's exactly what Rav Shimon Lakish is saying. Because she basically holds you can do even for Yavim. They would obviously hold like of Yavim. So Bukhari is a Maklikis. Yochanan Rish Lakish is a Maklikis between Rav Shimon and Beis Hillel. That can't be. We're dealing here now. Collective Yochanan Rish Lakish has nothing to do with that. Beis Hillel Rish Lakish. Even if she wants to sell him, she kiko. In case where she says to the Yavim, I don't accept your marriage. No marriage of your dead brother. I don't want any of them. Kol Amamodi Shok. Everyone agrees that's Oikir. Not only Rav Yochanan said you can do it. Everyone agrees that it's Oikir. So Mamila, therefore, the Machlokes Beshamayim doesn't apply over here. The case over here was saying it, not the way I want. No, it should not be me and refusing the marriage of the first husband that died. Only the second one, the Yavam. She said, I want to keep the marriage of the first one. I loved him. I want to marry. I want to stay married to him. I don't be mine. I don't refuse that marriage. I'm refusing you as a Yavam. Then the question is, does it work? Then the Yochanan says, in such a case, you can't do that. It doesn't change the status. And Yochanan says, well, it does change. What does it mean I marry with Mesuin? You can only marry Yefshelin Suakon Sikhikot. That's only what she says. I don't want to marry you. I don't agree your marriage or the marriage of your deceased brother. Means I'm me and on the first one as well. Such a case, then the Nakato Zika, the next time she could do that. Doesn't want the original marriage. But a case where she doesn't say that, she keeps the original marriage. Only wants a Zaka, the second one. Then the question is, does it work or not? According to them, Rav Yochanan said it would not work. In such a case, when she says that, then the marriage neither of them is works. None of them were uprooted. And maybe the original Yavama remains usher, and the Tzor remains usher. Because not that remained, that both marriages get it. If you say that such a thing, then both, according to Shimon Bet Lakish and Rav, then the luck is both of them are, we say none of them are uprooted, neither the Yavam nor the Zika, neither the marriage, original marriage of the Zika, and Mela, you consider the halachas of the Yerva, of the Yavama, and the Tzara, all those things apply, and there's no heter later. I see the Balakabe, in that case, the Mishnah, the Chara, the Connecticut of Yochanan, who may say the Mishnah says, Kalei may say, all of them, Ereos died, and we had no Niskashu, and some Aida, who had Matar, the Shkashu Lamanu, who said the divorce, what does it mean? What divorce from him? That means original brother. Same thing, me and his other means original brother. So you just said that you can't be me and the original brother. Then it doesn't change the status. But the Chara from the Mishnah is Lashon, if Grusha means from the first husband, obviously, then it has to mean also from the first husband. The Rekondra of Yochanan says, even if you do Miyun, it doesn't take effect like I'll be the second Yavam. Why not? I see the Mishnah Chavis, it does take effect. So my a kash, the Mishnah Rekondra of Yochanan. The Marachiyah came, and his manner is kashu b'chaya ba'al, so it's the same term. They went ahead, and his kashu b'chaya ba'al, the tzor is mutter. But the Akam is ba'al, after the Mishnah ba'al, so it's the same. Closely, Chalitza, you do Chalitza, you can't do even. So you see the Mishnah is telling us, that even that's a kash on the Yochanan. Don't read the Mishnah that way. Read and learn the Mishnah will learn. It's Meisul Miyano. They died, but there was no Miyun, which means that the Erev died without ever refusing the marriage. But then the question is whether Yuma's mother. If Lemaisa, the Erev did Miyun before she died, then in Kanami. Then, even after the, what happened was, is that Reuven died, and then they left over a Tzara and an Erva, and the Tzara then did Miyun, so after the brother died, and then she died, then the question is, did the Tzara become Mutter or not? So, in Echanami, if the Erva did Miyun after the husband died, then the halakha would be, Rilkum would agree that the Tzara would become Mutter. But what happened is, if the Tzara died before she did Miyun, which means that Reuven died, and then his wife, who was a Katana, wanted to do Miyun, but didn't do Miyun, and she died, that Tzara, according to Yochanan, would be Mutter. That's not a kasha from the Mishnah, but she's talking about a case where she didn't do Miyun. But the case where she didn't do Miyun, and Yochanan would agree, in such a case, that that's not the case in the Mishnah, that the Tzara would be Mutter to die. So the Gemara says, if that's not a kasha, so let's try another understanding of it. According to the Mishnah, that says that what? That the case you can uproot me and uproots the case in the Mishnah that we call it Kolei Melamed Manu, whoever was able to do me and didn't do me on Tzoras Chaletzel, but Tzoras Chaletzel then you can't do even. Now, if you see me, it can be done even after the husband's death, that allows them. Why does the Mishnah say that you can't be do even, let the error do me on now? And maybe they call Tzor Ben Mutter. Why don't we say let it do me on now? So that'll my terrors why. Because must be the Mishnah telling you, call the money, it's Mesa. Case where you wanted a Meyun, and she didn't do Meyun, then she died, so Rasa Cholesi, but then the Cholesi, see, as long as she's alive, she could talk to Meyun, then the economic Torah Mutter. Any time that she didn't, she died, which means that she wasn't able to do it, then so the Cholesi, then you can't do even. I'm Rabbi, so another case, one to equal in the Mishnah. Another way to learn the Mishnah, maybe I feel Tim, okay, I'll tell you where the Mishnah is, where the Erev is still alive. But Titus, Shem Yavim, Akal Avia, there's no other Yavim to the Erev except besides the father of that Erev, the relative. So you can't say, let it go ahead and do the Zika to let someone else go and do the Zika and uproot the Zika through Chalitza or through Yivam, and therefore it should be Mutter. There's nobody else to do it except him. And the Mela, since he's an Erev, you can't go ahead and do anything, can't uproot it. In such a case, then there isn't another Zika. And Zaki Rashid makes the other brothers Aser. If a Miyun itself is to make it go to knock it out and even go to the other relative, we upper the Zika by doing it, because there's no other brothers to do it. If there's other brothers to do the Chalitza, you could use them to Chalitza and be mounted the Tzara to another brother. But since there's nobody else but him, then if he did Mion, it would be excluded and to be Mutter. If not, it would not upper the Zika, still there, and male of the average relatives still be there, would not Aser, and the Zika still there, and therefore it would be Aser for him to marry a quarter of Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, to marry the Zika. That's the way Rabbi Moshe and the Karbonator both learned the Gemara here, that this would be the Gemara's tablets. The Gemara says, what happened now, luckily, the case in the Mishnah? You have an Erva, which is an islandess, Halukha is a Kumaklokis, whether the Tsar is Mutter or not. The Gemara says, Lachor, Machlokis, if you look at the Menes, do my case where Menes, if you had a wife of an Erva who's an islandess, is only Mutter from the Erison. You never had an Suin, only from Erison. And the question is, what in such a case? So therefore, maybe she was unaware she was an islandess, she wasn't married yet, she didn't know that she can't have children. Maybe in a Konami, the Mafreya would be considered a good marriage. Maybe in a Konami, you'd be allowed to take the Tzara, because maybe it was never married. They were actually married. But if the husband didn't die, and they actually had Nisuin, and now they had a relationship, then maybe I'll tell you, a Chamish Tzara would be considered Aser. What would be the Tzara? What would be in such a case? Do we say she didn't have Tzara Erva or not? So we make a Nafgamina. We have one opinion and say that the Halacha, that a Tzara's Erva is Aser, is only if there was an Erva, if she was a Tzara's Erva from a Nisuin, where the islandess actually had in a bia with the Yavam, then we say it asks the Tzara, even though she's an islandess. But if it was only been an Erison, they never actually had bia yet, then the Konami, maybe the Tzara would be Mutter, according to one opinion. But see, I mean, no, if you're not suing, no. I mean, even from the suing, the Tzara's Erva, the Kohav is always be Mutter, yet. It does not ask that the Tzara's islandess is Mutter. The Machlok is, do we need, is only the suing or even from Erison? So the Gemara, Machsira Tanina, in the second cycle, which means we have to go ahead and review the Bumas again. And he had second opinion, second different shitas, different girsas. Rabbi Yoyna versus said, no, I can agree to Rabbi Yoyna that the Mishnah is being a dafka minasuin, but it would be an Erison. But minasuin and Echanami would remain Aser. So in the first Mach time, the first Mach of the limit of Yavamas, he said, he said, no, even from minasuin, that Tzara's Adonis is Mutter. But later he came back and he said no. And the second Machzor, he agreed that the learned Yavamis a second time. He was crazy like, and Rabbi Yonah, the Echanami, even from Nisuin, it would be considered, even from the difference, even if the Nisuin, it would not, even according to Yonah, where the Amish didn't even go into the Suin yet, just Eris, and even that was the last of the Tzar. The Tzar would become Mutter. So to Gemara, Rabbi Hinkas, look, when Abba and Rabbi Nisuin, didn't Rabbi Nisuin, look, they learned Nisuin and fell from Yivam. Amalei, didn't he learn that in the case of violence that fell from Yivam from Nisuin? Amalei, Kivum Bakak Masasi. That what you said is like you take a peg in the wall, which means you can't remove it. So therefore, I originally taught the Halakha is, I you can't move it. That was the Shita. That's the way I was taught. But later, you can't budge it. But later, I had Karata. No, the minute that I learned Kavua Zachronis, it's like in my memory, it was like a peg that you couldn't move. That was the way I understood it. It's the way I was taught, and that's the way it didn't leave my mind. But in the second time, when I reviewed it and I thought about it again, I changed my mind. Like Mama Shabbat Yonah, Yossi was said, well, before you disguise her, the Mishnah could be on occasionally with either a spell from before Nisuin. But without Nisuin, that would be correct. There was his original way of thinking was correct. That was the original saying that, but before we discussed it, that would be the correct way. So Gemara says, "Ilu bina bito and suin the blindness." How can the Mishnah say that? Look, because you have a bito and a suin without an islandess, what would be the case that maybe Yavam's daughter fell to him without being an islandess? So Rasa Sur Torzas Nation Mosul of the island, but now became an islandess, but now she became an islandess as well. Torzas Mutaris, then a co-wife becomes Mutar Yavam. No, the fact that she was an islandess, the fact does not change this original status. She was an heir of a Yavam anyway before the marriage. Now that she became, there's another islandess as well, another wife is an islandess, and now they came from the state of Nisuin from an islandess, so she'd be considered Aser anyway. It's Saras Erva. So even if she was never, it's the added an Isra islandess. How could you say it'd be Mutter? It'd be Mutter. She's only adding, they only added the islandess to the original Isra Erva. So if the original Isra Erva made her Aser, it wouldn't change it. So I'm a lay of Zer Seth, one islandess can issue anybody. An islandess is like it was never in the world. You look at it, if she's no longer alive and her husband died, we look at it, she's Mutter, Yavam, the Mutter, because we say that was never considered a marriage. Not because she was married and then there was a heter. But with Nidus, when Nidus got married, we look at it as if there was never a marriage to begin with. Immediately, there was never a marriage, there was never a tzarasa, and therefore it would be considered mutter after the brother died. The mother had two yavamas. They fell together before Yivam. One is Aynus, one is Aynus. But Yavam came into the Chalitza with the Aynus, who had a late beer with her. You think maybe the tzara is potter? Of course not. Aynus can be shayna ba'olam. That's like it's not a line, not even here in the world. Maybe it's like nothing happened. Maybe therefore, even when she's not an erva, therefore we look at it as if she was never together. And maybe therefore, according to this case, if she died, the erva would need the tzara would need even mechalitza, because it wasn't like she's in. We don't look like they were ever married. You don't need anything because we don't look at it like they were co-wives. It's just a tzara because the marriage was never a marriage. It's like it was never there, and therefore. It would be an Echanami, if she would consider she wasn't in the world, Mela, that even though Lamaisa, we look at it like she was considered a Tzara of an Erva, we don't look at it that way because Lamaisa would require Yivam, because we don't look at it that marriage as any marriage at all. Sakta Gemara, that's the case in the Mishnah. We're talking about the case we have Miyun, the Tzara's mutter. Bitok Gemara, what happened to Yavam's daughter? One of the Arayas, the Mishnah says is Aser, that you did meet the Tzara's putter. The Gemara said, what happened to you? That Miyun, which means, Reuben was married to a Katana and another wife, and the Katana happened to be the daughter, his niece, his daughter, Shimon's daughter, and then his daughter was Miyun on the marriage, and then Reuben died, and all that fell now was the second wife. That second wife was Mutav Yivam, because Miyun made it that she was never married, and he's Mutav Yivam, but I can beat to Miyanis, can I beat to refuse marriage? It was, how could it beat to marriage? You know, it was only because of Katana, because how could he go through Miyun? The father, the Yavam, is still alive. How could you say he has to give her? He gave her a marriage. He gave her a marriage when she was a katana, obviously. So if it's not a such a marriage, it's bizarre. It's a didn't the marriage. How could she refuse it? In other words, to say that luck is miyun, that they you can't. When do we say that a katana is mutter if she married herself off as a katana? She could do miyun. But the chayra, we're assuming that if her father married her off, which means now Shimon. Now is the Yavam, married her off and she's a Katana, that's a derived law. B'dyan Shah said, Torah gives the right stick then. If you marry off your daughter, you have a right to do mitaraisa. That only gets through get, not through miyun. You can't go ahead. So what's pshat that the miyun makes up the marriage is not there? She would require a get, not a marriage. You can't be my, you can't do miyun. So the Gemara says, the case with a Katana, whose father married her off and she was a Katana, and then she divorced her husband. She gives some mechayavia. She's like an orphan mechayavia. He's left for no din deraisa to marry her. Now he went ahead on her own. She married to her father's brother. In such a case, then she only drew rabbanan dikadin, and therefore the rabbanan dikadin she could do miyun, and therefore she could. If that's the case in the mission. She could fall to her brother because it was dissolved through miyun. What's the case again? Where she went ahead, her father married her off to someone else, and she had a get. Then she went ahead and she married herself off to her uncle, her father's brother. That's only drabban and dika kedushin. She's a katana. She has a right to do miyun there, and they have to do miyun. Then it works. And mamela, therefore, when the brother died, the tzara is allowed to mutter. She's not tzara's bito because the bito was never she's mayayin. It's never a relationship with shazika. And therefore, that's the case we're talking about where it would be mutter to go ahead and marry her. Zuck to Gemara, the Mishnah said the case where you have the case of Miyun, that we say Katana did not give birth. The law can't, then we say Katana does not give birth, so what's the case? The law can't, then we not, so we see a Katana can give birth. We're talking about a case where Yavam's mother in law gave her, made her to a Tzara. How did he give her over? Because she gave it over when she's a Katana. The Katana, she obviously had a baby. You see that difficult question whether she didn't even or not. You see that the Maya said, they can do Miyun. You see, wait till she gets older, and then go ahead and refuse again. Why should you do it in Shikatana? Tati Tursa Lakanasa, and you commend her, Koy Mutter for Yivam. Why don't we say that? Why does the Mishnah tell us that there's no way for Yavam's mother in law ever to have be a Tursa Erva or Miyun? Because why could you be Miyun? Why not? Let's say in a Kanami she can't get birth. Maybe go ahead. She gives birth when she's a Yavam's wife, and now we say she's an adult, and now we can go ahead, do Miyun before now. So now the Tzara would work. You see, the case can't work. So here, the Mishnah's talking about a case where the girl gave birth when she was a child, even though she no longer could do Miyun, it's a look that she gave birth when she was a child. So look, as you see, it still works. So what's the case in the Gemara? Mishnah case in the Mishnah, it doesn't apply. Once Kalosh Rav Shmuel Mihan the case of daughter of Yishmael refused the marriage of Yishmael's son, but not Ksefa, and his son was riding on her shoulder when she did it. You see that in Ekaname, she declared the father of Yishmael says woman's mean is effective even if she has a child. He can still do mean. You see that was she declared Mashmal. Yishmael's daughter, the daughter, did mean while she had carried her son on her shoulder. You see, it's shak to do it. It's shak to have a mother-in-law of a yavam to mean. When I say, they all said one thing, that a girl can do me in marriage even if she has a child. That's halacha. Everyone seems to agree. Rabbi Yishmael. When can a daughter do me in? Until she brings Trish Tayara. Said she's a Gedola. Now she's a Gedola. Now Kedushin took effect when she's a Dereisik of Kedushin. She has to have a get. She can't do me in. Are you the man? She has a child. No, until she's black. Until not just 2 hairs, but she has to have a lot of hairs. She has to have a lot of hairs. She has to have a whole. The whole makoma erva has to be full of shahs, be not just 2 hairs, but it'd be a lot of hairs, darkened for many hairs. She can do until the Gemara says that it, which means the area on top of her area when her body softens, not just the hair, but it goes ahead as she continues to grow, her body grows. Says the Kamenei the Goyva Acha Aiver Lematim and Akeres Acha Despatcher Hashem. The hairs grow. Even more than the makom ha'erva, but even out to this area underneath her stomach, underneath where it flattens out, where the place where she'll get pregnant from, so that will be even that's a higher level. Especially the kantiv, that's an area on top of the womb, between her general area and the stomach, that area where the hair spreads even to the air, and as softened body softens in such a place, that's the place where she'll be carrying the baby. That's considered until that she can do me even until then, which is more of a bigger level, not just 2 styrus, not just a lot of styrus, the makam area, but even the area that'll spread to there. The hair was spread until the back of black of her hair has become even more than the white of her skin, which means that the top part of her pubic area will become more darkened with hair than skin. So maybe that's even a part, even more than that's the shade. The meaning can go until then. See if Hashem is more of a makel. If you see that, you can go mean until then. So of course she can have a child by then. And you could say that she could do mean even though she has a child. If she has until then to do it. That the shita is adyaba shalcho. Maisa happened. That's what the comment of Yosef. Maisa from Yosef, which a woman came to Miyun, even though she already had pubic hairs, but there wasn't enough hairs to darken her whole area. She wanted to do Miyun. So what is? I'm a chale. Let's go ask Rav Yosef with the shayla. He say, open our halacha of Yehuda. Yes, halacha. We have a halacha. Maser halacha of Yehuda. That has to be until she can still do Miyun. I don't like you putting a halacha of Yehuda. We have a tradition that halacha is like of Yehuda. So I can't pass. We have to one opinion of Yehuda, the other opinion of Yehuda. And then we have you need more hairs. So I can't be Makriya. Which one are we paskin like? I can't be Makriya. So the Gemara says, if that's the halacha, we all like argue when you can do miyun, even after you give birth. Makadon, what's the halacha? What's the maskana lemaisa? We said these tanaim all agree to the same halacha. They all agree that you go ahead and go paskin, that even after you give birth, they all agree to such halacha. The woman had bio after she had 2 hairs. It shows she's an adult. In the kolamon, they can't do miyun anymore. Then, you know, if they were able to have bio, then it's a din kedushin. It's a valid kedushin. Not a derabbanan kedushin. A memela, she can't do mean anymore. Mean can only be done on derabbanan relationship, not on in yochelamai. It says the korban eda. Have a bia of the kedushin gemurin gedoli. It's a regular kedushin gedolak a gedola. And bia la kadoshat, but she can open kadosh herself. And then in such a case, mean doesn't work. It's on derabbanan. You have to have a get. It doesn't work. You can't do mean anymore. You only can't do mean because it's the right thing to do. We had a Michael of Jesus and Scotch and maybe a Styrus. You have a person who did Kedushin after she had 2 Styrus. After 2 Styrus, the Valum and she had Styrus. He did Bia after 2 Styrus. You're holy man, you could go still do Mion. Most of that's all good, Nicola. It makes sense. You could do it until that point. You could say even if she gave birth, it makes sense. But according to the Chavrayim, the scholars, the Aminim, the Aminim, you have to actually stay Cyrus, and the Vala actually, if you have people, only Chalaj, you can go to Mayim, and Mayim is my Vala, this is going to go to and give birth. And Moshe says, Achei Vilata, until you get Cyrus, until then you give birth. After that, you can give birth, so because you give birth, after that point, you can already have be regular, be a Gadolah, give birth, so then you lose the rights of Mia. So what do you mean she got pregnant later? She can go do Mia. It's not the rights anymore, it's under Rabbanon. She's no longer able to do Mia. So the whole case doesn't make any sense, according to that sheet, that you can go ahead as long as you can get pregnant and have a Bia, it's no longer a Gadolah, no longer a Katana. So it's no longer Mia. Kai must have a case of a Kai, a woman get pregnant, get birth. Moshe said, can she live? Can the lady live? Of course you can't live. Can I be a brother? A woman get pregnant before she had two shnayrus. Not only would her body's too premature, she and her children will die. She won't be able to give birth. She'll die with giving birth. She means but she has two shnayrus and she came pregnant. Both could live in such a case. He went ahead, she came pregnant before she had two shnayrus. Then she gave birth after she had two Cyrus. She'll die. She'll live, but the child will die. You see that only if she has stay Cyrus, both she and the child will die. So I could Rabbi Vuah say, I look like you smiled. That would be considered me, and even after childbirth, that became pregnant after they stay Cyrus. No, if you get pregnant, she's no longer a Tana, she's a Gadola. It would never be able to survive. So if Yudah can't say that she's like Yishmael, that she did me, and when she had a baby on her shoulder, the whole Matzias doesn't make any sense. How could you say such a child? It can't be. The child would die. Otherwise, she's a Gadola. There'd be no din miyun. So I said, Micah, then what's the halacha taka to say through a statement that Yudah will pass like Yishmael, Yudah of Shimon, will say in the same halacha? What does that mean? What does Rav Yishmael mean? So the Gemara says, Yishmael Krav Yehuda, Yishmael says, Rav Yehuda. Gemara says, Achiyah B'Shach, it means until there's full, the whole area becomes black, more than Shtei Cyrus. Such a case, that's when she can refuse until then. Rav Shimon, like Rav Shimon says, Tanai Kedushin Boil. If you had Tanai Kedushin, she would boil on Tanai Kedushin. That if the Kedushin would be God, if not Kedushin, she'd go ahead to do it. If the Gemara says, it would be Tanai. If she was Maya and Miyo, there was never a marriage. But if she could, she still dissolved the marriage. But if she accepts the marriage, doesn't do me, and then the Mafreya, it's a derisive Kedushin, and therefore she could do me, and even when she carried the child on her shoulder, that should be done, because it was almost like a Tanai, that she could still go ahead and undo the Kedushin until she wants to. But if she didn't do the Kedushin, then the Mafreya, it's a thing derisive, it's considered a regular Kedushin, and me and one help later, only a derisive would work. And that is the case, that's what Rav Shimon says. According to those Shitas, it would be good, make sense, Mishnah would make sense, you could talk a passing like Rav Shimon here, and it would make sense because it would be almost like a Tanai. That she could do me kedushin, that she could do me and later, and if not, it would be considered a derisive kedushin. I'll stop over here.